So let's review. The Gemara rules, Avel Gimel Yom HaRishayim, if someone finds out about the death of a relative and comes to join the other mourners during the first 3 days of mourning, Bami Makim Karev Mayna Imayin, Bami Makim Rachayk Mayna La'atzmai. If he came from a nearby place, a distance of 1 day travel, and he could have joined from the beginning, then he counts with them and concludes his mourning period at the same time as they do. But if he came from a faraway place, a distance of more than 1 day of travel, and could not have joined right away, he begins counting a full shiva whenever he begins mourning. However, mikan ve'elach, afilu ba mimakom karov mayne la'atzmai. If he joins from the fourth day and on, even if he comes from a nearby place, he starts his own count. However, Rabbi Shimon rules, afilu ba b'yom ha-shivi'i mimakom karov mayne imayin. Even if he joins them on the last day, if he comes from a nearby place, he counts and concludes with them. And the Gemara adds, "Vehu shalai amdu menachem in meyetzloi." This is only if there were others still observing the shiva when he arrived. The Gemara inquires, "Ninaru lamoid v'loy amdu." If they are preparing to arise from their mourning on the seventh day, but they did not yet rise, can he count with them? Teku. The Gemara leaves the matter unresolved. The Gemara adds, "Vehu shiyesh gadol habayis b'bayis." This halacha of joining the count of the mourners only applies if he's joining the oldest member of the household. However, if the oldest person joins everyone else, he always observes his own count. However, holach gadol habayis lebeis hakfaris, if the oldest mourner went to the cemetery to bury the nifter and the others who stayed home started to observe shiva, it depends on the following. Asa begav klaslo moine imoyen. If he returned within the first 3 days, he counts with them. Lo yasa begav klaslo moine la'atzma. If he returned after the first 3 days, he observes his own count. The Gemara continues. Atun deloyas lisa basar arsa, mechim adrisa epaichu mibava da'avula aschilu manu. When burial takes place in a different city, those who do not go along to the burial begin to observe shiva when they turn around at the edge of town to return home. The Gemara concludes, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ba'avul. We pass him like Rabbi Shimon in Hilchas Avelus. The Gemara lists many distinctions in Avelus for Kol HaMeisim Kulon, how one mourns most relatives, and Al-Aviv Al-Imoy, how one mourns one's parents. The Chachamim were machmir regarding parents because of Kibud Av V'Aim. 1. Madchem Itasei. Usually it's praiseworthy to rush the burial. For one's parents, it's disgraceful, because it's more important that be eulogized than mourn properly. 2. Memayit Be'iska. Usually he can choose whether to limit his business dealings. For one's parents, he must limit it. 3. Chaylitz. Usually one can choose whether to bare his shoulder through the torn garment. For one's parents, he must do so. 4. Usually mistapela achel amed yoyim. He can cut his hair after shleishim. For one's parents, ad shi yigro boi chaverov. He can only cut his hair when it's so long that his friends bring it to his attention. 5. Usually nichnas lebeis ha-simcha la'achel amed yoyim. After shleishim, one can participate in a simcha. For one's parents, la'achel yud beis chaydish. It's only permitted after 12 months. The Gemara discusses exactly which celebration he can participate in. 6. Usually, kerea tefach. One must tear his garment one tefach. For one's parents, ad shi galas liboy. He must tear over the heart. 7. Usually, ena kerea elo elyoin. One only tears the outer garment. For one's parents, kereas kulon. One tears all the garments he's wearing. The Gemara rules, echad ha'ish ve'echad isha. Men and women are equally obligated in kriya. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ha'isha k'iras es ha'tachtoin, u'machzirosei l'achireha, v'chezeres k'iras es ha'elyoin. A woman tears her inner garment, turns it around, and then tears the outer garment, thus ensuring that she's not exposed. The Gemara continues with the different halachas of Avelus for parents. 8. Mavdol kamei safes shaloi. Usually one can choose whether to tear from the neck opening, where it's less recognizable, but for parents, one may not do so. 8. Usually, shelo la'achar shiva, u'ma'ach la'achar shleishim. One may fix the garment temporarily after shiva, and he may sew it permanently after shleishim. For one's parents, shelo la'achar lamid, ve'enoy ma'ach la'olam. One may only fix the garment temporarily and only after shleishim, but he may never sew it permanently. 9. Kairea biyad. Usually, one can tear by hand or with utensil, but for a parent, one must tear by hand. 10. Usually, kairea mibifnim. One tears from the inside of the garment, privately. But for one's parents, kerei mibachutz, one tears from the outside, publicly.